Have you ever thought about that while you're away, your home could be an Airbnb? I did. I actually bought two homes in Albuquerque that I Airbnb'd, and it was just an amazing investment, honestly, because, you know, as you are accruing value in your property, you are also making money on the Airbnbs. It's amazing. So your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have. It's an award-winning tequila. It's infused with real juice, with real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. It's real. So you need like two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail. Hey, you know how I'm always trying to keep my house parties exciting? New cocktails? Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's something that's going to flip the script.
Okay.
All right, 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Yeah. Tell me more about this, right? Oliver Hudson.
Yeah, 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila that's infused with juice from real fruits. You only need two to three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
Wait a minute. I think I know what brand you're talking about. You know why?
Yeah.
Because 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend. It's female founded.
That's right.
See?
Sounds
See
like
how I know? Something I can get behind.
I know. Well, there's a good story behind that for sure. Listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And my name is Oliver Hudson.
We wanted to do something that highlighted our relationship.
And what it's like to be siblings.
We are a sibling revelry.
No, no.
Sibling revelry.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Sibling revelry.
That's good.
Hey, it's me.
Hi.
So I thought I had a heart attack last night.
What?
Mm-hmm. I thought I was having one.
Wait, this happened to me.
I was now, but granted, I was
but
high.
But this is about you.
Yeah, just then it could be about you in a second. But I smoked some Mary Juan.
Well, this is why you were having
no,
but
I never had
a heart attack.
But I've been having a little bit of anxiety lately. It's another topic of conversation.
Okay.
But smoked the weed, and all of a sudden, my left arm started to hurt.
Oh no.
And I was running hard yesterday. I played a lot of golf in the last few days. So it normally would have just felt like a little pinched nerve.
Right.
But then all of a sudden my mind switches to, oh my God, is this the start of something? So now I start Googling, you know, the WebMD vibes, like what does this feel like? So I went down the path and then took like half a bottle of Advil. And it went away. So,
also, your wife did just get her calcium thing, so that might have been also in the back.
Yeah.
So she went and did all her heart stuff.
Yes,
I'm actually going today to get my calcium scan.
Yeah, you thought you were having a heart attack too.
No, I did. I had this weird thing. I woke up in the middle of the night and I felt like an overwhelming kind of. It was almost like I woke up, sort of. Shocked out of my deep sleep into what felt like I was about to lose consciousness.
Mm,
so it was like I woke up and then I was like, oh, I'm gonna faint. And then I didn't know what was going on and I felt really like kind of dizzy and weird. And I was like, oh my God, what's happening? And then I also had been having some anxiety, but not like this. And then so I immediately was like, Danny, you know, take me to the hospital, like right now. I don't know what's going on. And on the way to the hospital, I felt like I was going to lose consciousness. And I had this feeling like, oh my God, I'm literally dying.
I'm passing.
Like I'm going to die.
Jeez.
And didn't understand, but I was like, just get to the hospital, get to the hospital, get to the, and I was like, it was almost like, hold on, like inside of my own mm-hmm. brain, I'm like, hold on.
You're like, hang you can make on. It. You can make it.
I yeah. can make it. Get to the hospital. And I was like, Danny was like, what's going on? I'm like, I couldn't communicate at the time yeah. what I was feeling because I just needed to focus on staying
alive.
Conscious.
Was it the middle of the night?
I was going to faint. Yeah. So I was taking these deep breaths and I was like, I'm literally about to like just either like close my eyes mm-hmm. and like that's it yeah. or I'm a faint. I don't know what's going on.
Scary.
Really scary. I then get to the hospital and I really have to go to the bathroom. And then I'm like, I gotta go to that. I went to the bathroom.
You're like, I'm great.
I was like, thanks, guys.
Thanks for letting me use your toilet. We're gonna leave now.
I then have to go to the restroom. I then go through a series of things that's feeling really weird. And then I had all this anxiety because I was like, for me, it was all heart. Yeah. Our family, yeah.
it's heart.
Obviously, it's all heart. So right. we have a little bit of anxiety oh anyway.
God. And an aneurysm because grandpa.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. I did this Instagram post a while back, you know, it was me at a red light and I had this feeling. I have this feeling when you get that little pain in your head mm-hmm. and it's like, I'm just waiting for me to die. I'm waiting for me to die. Is it going to happen? And I'm going to pull over the side of the road so I don't kill anyone
oh,
if I actually
no.
do. You know, and you're
no.
like that sharp pain that
I
sort of
know,
happens.
That little pain. Ugh. I know, but we all get them. That's actually more occipital nerve stuff. But anyway, So I get to the hospital. They do a ton of tests on me. I was like, just do them. I just want to know. And then I get home and I feel fine. And I was like, wow, that was really intense. I get home. I realize.
Oh, no.
This is so embarrassing, but I'm actually going to allow this to be on the show.
Okay.
I get home. I realize that I had taken Smooth Move. But instead of taking it at like 8 o'clock before right. you go to bed. I took it at like 5:30.
Yeah.
And it takes like a good 10 hours for it to.
Is that a tea?
It's a tea that has senna in it.
Right,
it has
exactly.
This,
yeah.
You
yeah.
know, it has this
I know it, yeah.
thing in it that helps you kind of regulate
right.
and go to the bathroom. And I take it every once in a while. I'm like, it's great. I love it. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love Smooth Move?
Mm-hmm.
It was just not so smooth. So what happened, then I looked it up, and then Danny, of course, being Mr. Research, is like, did you take anything? And I at the time, I was like, I don't know, no. And then I was like, oh, no, I did. I was just at the hospital. We just went through, like, all of these different mm-hmm. doctors being like, what else did you take?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, nothing. I get home, I'm like, oh, no, I took Smooth Move. And it has senna in it, which if you haven't eaten a lot, in that day, which mm-hmm. I ended up not eating that much that night mm-hmm. because it was late. And I was like, I don't want to eat too much too late because then I can't sleep well.
Mm-hmm.
So I had not eaten. I had the senna and then I took like all these gummy vitamins before mm-hmm. I went. I took Omega, you know, like a couple, like an hour before. So I yeah. just had this crazy, weird.
It's like a vitamin
reaction.
Crash. Yeah.
And I thought.
Yeah.
Dying.
No,
but I really needed to go to the bathroom.
So I wonder if hypochondria runs in the family. I mean, in our family, if there's a genetic component to that.
Ronnie has like, she's like, Mom, there's something wrong with my little middle toe.
No, I know. Same you with know? Wilder.
Yeah.
It's, you know, same with, not Rio, but maybe Bodie a little bit. You know, but does it run in the family? Is it a learned behavior or
it's
is it
most
some
like,
genetic component?
I don't have the answer to this.
But I'm wondering.
But I would, my gut is that it's learned behavior.
I think so.
And that there are some kids have a little, obviously more like anxiety or fear than others.
Health anxiety.
I was talking to someone about their kids and they're both doctors and the mother has a great way of dealing with their kids' ailments.
Mm.
She does this thing where she decided the narrative around it was, I know, you know, we sometimes our tummy hurts and it's just a feeling and then it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of it being like something's going to make it feel better, it's like understanding that our body goes through different cycles and things sometimes ache and
mm-hmm.
we have pains and that they're normal. there mm-hmm. doesn't mean that something's wrong with you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, see, I've never did that with my kids. Mm-mm. It was always like, if they feel sick, I want to make it better. Mm-hmm. We're going to do this. It's going to make it better. And it's like, I never assured them that they were fine.
Yeah.
You know, this is normal. You're just feeling something.
Yeah.
And then that feeling will go away. And I was like, oh, that's so good, because yeah. then you're teaching their brain that these right. things happen versus starting to think that like
it's funny you say dying. That because I tell them that, but completely selfishly. I tell them that everything's going to be okay
for my own anxiety.
It's true. I'm like, oh, dude, you're fine. You know, your stomach hurts, it's super cramped up. Like, it's fine. It's just food. Mm-hmm. But really, I'm telling myself that because the way I react to my kids when they have an ailment, I have a bit of a panic mode.
Yeah.
And I almost get angry or want it to be okay so badly.
I know.
That sometimes I get upset at them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, you're fine. And meanwhile, I'm like, oh my God, is he fine? Is she fine? I don't know. But like, I'm,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, I know exactly. And my
anxiety trigger is, it's like having.
It triggers your anxiety. Oh my God. Yeah.
It's like someone who has the worst gag reflex of all time. Like
my. Like me.
Yeah, like you. Like I have anxiety reflex like beyond anything. If I feel any little ailment, immediately the adrenaline opens up. I'm just like, I mean, immediately, and it scares me.
You know, I know, but these are, hold on, I think
it scares me because I worry about what would happen if something really was to go down, that I had to sort of protect my family or be in the moment and actually get through it. Or if I was alone in the woods, would I just be like, and just die?
Well, I think I'm a man. I think, being a man is nothing to do with it.
I think I'm manly. I feel like I have that.
But being manly has nothing to do with it. I think the strength of, think about people who've lost children. Mm. It's the most devastating. Mm. You don't want to think about those things. But unfortunately, these tragedies happened to many. I think about the people who have their strength and people that I know who've lost children. I mean, I was reading this article the other day. I'll send it to you. This writer, he wrote about, he lost both of his children in a car accident. Mm. And he wrote about it.
I think you sent this to me. I read this.
And I've been sending you things that make you cry lately.
No, I know. I was on vacation on spring break. It was beautiful out, tropical. Kate sends me this thing that was just so tragic. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, this is awful. I can't deal with this.
But it wasn't awful. It was actually beautiful. Because it was like, my point is this, that like people either are feeling things that are so immense, they're having so much anxiety, they're having so much deep depression that they don't know who to reach out to or who to, what their support system is. Then you have people who've experienced tragedies like what we're talking about and are actually living what your worst nightmare would be and is their worst nightmare. And they're learning how to survive.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but so many people have experienced tragedy. Mm-hmm. So there's this large support group of people who've been through it. And the one thing that this guy said, who lost both of his children, he's a writer. Mm-hmm. He writes on a big show. I forget what show it is, but he basically woke up. They were driving the whole family in the car. They got sideswiped. Next thing they know, they woke up in a hospital. One child's gone, and they are now leaving one hospital because their other child was not doing well at another hospital. And within hours, they had lost both of their children. Mm-hmm. Husband and wife, they survived. Couldn't be a more tragic story. But he talks about like refinding the joy in life and how hard that concept is. And he's so eloquent about how right now I'm going to be envious. I'm going to be jealous of what you have. And I'm going to have to go through all this grief. But like, I need you.
First one back. First one back. Already crying.
But you know, but he's so eloquent in the way that he communicates.
Yeah.
How he needs to deal with tragedy. And I think when you love so huge. You're just at risk.
Yes.
Of loss.
You are.
And so you feel everything so huge. You don't want to lose everything. But we do have to come to a place where we, whether it be through spiritual practice mm-hmm. or religion or even just like a sense of acceptance or stoicism of recognizing that we are not here forever. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that we have to find that place where we have to accept that we don't know what the next tomorrow mm-hmm. is. And so instead of living with all of the anxiety or living with all of the fear, like when those things start to happen, like really searching for gratitude now. So that if the time ever comes where we will deal with tragedy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we're in this pocket right now where we still have our parents.
Well, this is what's scary to me. It's like everything is so good.
But it will still be good.
Of course. And it's you're just sort of waiting for the shoe to drop. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what the fuck? Something bad has to happen. Right. Everything is too perfect.
Right. But I think
Ellie, our therapist, would say, so what?
So what?
It just, so it the is. Shoe is. Why does it mean
the shoe will drop. There will be a shoe and it will drop. Yeah. And it, you know, and honestly, I mean, this sounds morbid, but the hope is that it happens in the right time. That right. we're lucky.
Yes.
And that we're lucky or blessed to have these things happen as they're supposed to.
Right.
Not out of something that feels very tragic. But look, we've seen our friends go through it. Mm-hmm. We've seen people that we admire go through it and you get through it and life just goes on. Yeah. So it really does, again, become about how we manage in the moment. And that's all you can do.
And really, I mean, if you can truly eliminate the fear of death.
I know.
That's it. Life just way opens
up.
Oh my God, imagine not being afraid of you dying, of anyone around you dying, because it just is what it is. And of course, it's tragic, but imagine just not caring.
I'd sleep so much better. Although I do.
That would be incredible.
Oliver, I have a helix.
I have a helix.
We love our helix.
Yes.
And as our audience knows, you know, we really only work with brands and people that we love their products and mm-hmm. use them.
And use them, that's right. I've had my Helix mattress now for years.
Yeah, two years for me.
Yeah, I've had mine for 3 maybe or 4.
You do the quiz and they know exactly what kind of mattress.
That's the great thing. There's a quiz that you take. And how you sleep, whether you sleep hot, cold, side sleeper, back sleeper, and it basically spits out the mattress that is right for you. It sort of customizes it. And mine was a Midnight Lux, which is still a Midnight Lux, even after all these years.
Do you sleep hot or do you sleep cold?
I don't know how I sleep. I don't feel hot or cold.
I ever. Feel hot or cold. Yeah, when they say that, I don't have like a heat thing, you know? Yeah. But if you are someone who sleeps hot, right, they do have that enhanced cooling feature that keeps you from overheating at night.
But they've got 14 unique mattresses. They've got luxury models as well. They've mm-hmm. got big and tall sleepers. And they even have kids' mattresses now,
which too. Is so great.
Yeah.
So you take the Helix sleep quiz.
Right.
And they find the perfect mattress for you in under 2 minutes.
That's right. It's quick. And it ships straight to your door, free of charge.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Helix mattresses, they're American made mm-hmm. and come with a 10 to 15 year warranty, depending on the model.
Helix is offering 20% off.
20%.
20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Their pillows are actually...
I love their pillows.
Yeah. Go to helixsleep.com/sibling. This is their best offer yet, and it will not last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Hello, Fresh.
Hello, Fresh. I feel like, well, first of all, I'm a mother of 3, even though one is no longer in the house, which is crazy.
But you're still a mother.
With HelloFresh, you're going to get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep.
Boom. Don't go to the grocery store. You don't need to. You can count on HelloFresh to make your home cooking easy, fun,
and affordable. The more we cook with our families, the more we cook with our kids, the better our relationship our children have to food. This is also something that makes it easy for parents who don't like to cook to cook for their kids or even themselves.
And it's the number one. Do you know how many meal kits there are out there? A lot. This is the number one. It's the number one meal kit in America.
I also like when you go on the web, when you go on like the thing and then you get to look at it's all the fun. Different.
It is. It's fun. I mean, essentially
like,
you're.
Ooh, you're, fajita.
I know you're you're online shopping for your dinner. You know, it's cool. It's also cheaper than grocery shopping. It's
yes.
25% cheaper than going to buy groceries to cook for your family.
That's right. The other thing is April being Earth Month, it's really important to say that HelloFresh is always committed to a cleaner planet. So meals have a 31% lower carbon footprint than the same meals made from supermarket ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Go to HelloFresh.com/sibling50 and use code sibling50 for 50% off.
Whoop, whoop.
That's a lot.
50% off.
Plus your first box ships free. 50% off. Just go do it. I mean, might as well just give it a shot.
Just try it.
So go to HelloFresh.com/sibling50. Use code sibling50 for 50% off. And by the way, did I mention it's America's number one meal kit? Yeah, this is the second episode of the new season. We actually
this is the second episode, but we've already recorded the season.
Right, but we're doing retrospectively.
Right.
Is that a right way to use that word? a lot has happened in the year. You know, we haven't even had you and I haven't sat down and talked to each other in a while.
We haven't?
No. Not via podcast.
I haven't.
So you don't remember?
I don't remember. I know we really haven't. Mm-mm. We haven't like sat down and really even gone over anything.
No, I know. How have you been?
Fine.
Great. Moving on.
Oliver, we haven't even talked about like Ryder in college.
Ryder in college.
We haven't talked about
you know, Wilder's first girlfriend.
Oh my God, he's got a girlfriend.
Real deal girlfriend.
I know, there's all kinds of stuff.
We haven't talked about your album.
I know. Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Let me just sing a song from your album.
Go for it. Try it.
Oh God, I can't. But there was one that kept popping into my head.
Good sign.
No, I know. I'm trying to remember what it was, but I would wake up sort of singing it. It was in my head.
Yes.
And I don't have it in my head. I can't remember. If it pops into my head, I'll
Was it
I'll
a faster up tempo song?
Yeah, kind of.
Or was it was a slow song?
It was more of an up tempo. It was more of an up tempo.
I know what song it is.
But driving. It was good.
I know what song it is. It's
what?
I'm not going to say it out loud, but I know what song it is.
Yeah, so there's a lot.
There's so much going on. There's so much going on, and yet that's what happens in life, right? You have all this stuff that's going on, and then it's like, it just feels like when everyone's like, how you doing? You're like, great.
I'm great.
Like, what's going on? You're like, I mean.
Well, first of all, a small talk to me is like the worst.
Same thing, everything.
I know. How are you? Good. How are you? Great. Same thing.
See you
same
later.
Same thing. Okay.
Cool.
I mean, if someone asked you, how are you, in passing, and you really unloaded on them on how you really felt.
Well, I decided to do that recently.
Being like, I'm okay. Things are a little weird for me. I can't get a job. And they're like, I'm gonna go.
Yeah. But if you actually start doing that with people, you realize who's like really cool and
right.
who's like really has no interest in you or your life or really talking to you.
Yeah.
That you don't really want like to connect with. I started doing that. I was sitting with them at one of these events. I was sitting with an actor who I didn't really know, but I knew him through other friends. And we were sitting at this table together. And he goes, how are you? I said, great, actually. I just started going into my mm-hmm. record and I've been doing this. And he got so excited and we started talking
right,
about,
great.
You know, a thousand different things. Conversation went into stuff and kids. And he's like, I got three kids. I'm like, are they musical? Like, actually, we just like it went from.
That's great.
It's like, oh, this guy's great.
But that's because it was positive. What if someone said, how are you? And I'm like, not that great. I have gout. And, you know, I'm on medication for
well,
this
if
foot
they're
fungus.
Cool, then it would be someone who'd be like, you know, that's, I know this guy who can help you with right. your gout.
I was going to try that from now on. How, like, how you doing? Like, not good. She's not, I'm really not that good. You know, thanks for asking.
Oh my God. Oh, that's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's so great. That was like that another actor that I saw one time who a long time ago, like I remember saying like, hey, I haven't seen you for a while. How are you? He was like, it's been really rough. and he was like dressed up in this weird costume because he's a comedian and he mm-hmm. was like dressed up as a different person. So, and he was like.
Not in your normal everyday life. Like it was at an event of
no, it was an event, but he was dressed up as someone else. So he looked insane.
Okay.
And I was like, how are you? And he's like. It's been really rough. I kind of took some time and I've been up in the mountains, you know, like trying to figure out like what's going on with my life. And I was like, I was like, it made me love him That's even amazing. More because he got really vulnerable, but he looked so silly.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this guy's the best.
No, I know.
They're like at a party and he's like so down and like dressed in some crazy outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was like half naked in some like net outfit too. Like he looked.
Speaking of Ryder really quickly though, because he has gone away. Are you just completely, do you still think about him every day?
Every day.
You do?
Every day.
And do you wonder what he's doing? Do you picture him sort of like in his dorm room or at a bar or whatever? Is it sort of is there out of sight, out of mind in any way?
No, but we pretty much talk every day.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, he FaceTimes. He's a mama's boy. You know, he yeah. FaceTimes me. He FaceTimed me today. He's like, Mom, oh my God. So I started playing Octopus's Garden on the guitar. And he's like walking, you know, and I was like, honey, that's great. Right. I'm like, I have to get off because right. I got to do this piano thing. And then and he was like, oh, okay, fine. I was like, well, honey, I was like, I got things I got to do. I can call you later, mm-hmm. you know? And he's like, okay, fine.
Right.
And so like, he's like still very connected.
Yeah.
And
do you worry about his safety?
No, not in New York.
You don't?
No. Mm-mm. I actually think I'd worry more about his safety if he was at a school
right.
where he was in the car all the time or
right.
where there was a lot of like weather that he had to deal. You know what I mean? I'd be more concerned
weather?
About,
I mean like tornadoes and stuff?
Yeah, or like blizzards and things where, you know, they right. have to get from A to Z. and Ryder, you know, I wouldn't worry. I think every kid is different. Like Ryder, I'd worry about in that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Bing, I probably wouldn't.
Right.
Ryder, I love that he's like in the city. He walks everywhere.
Simple, yeah.
It's just, you know, they either take the subway or they
mm-hmm.
are in a, you know, they walk like 40
yeah,
blocks.
He probably makes decent choices too.
Oh yeah, he's not like a big,
he's
I'm
not
worried
crazy
about
person.
Him. No, I'm not worried about him. If anything, I'm more worried about him like staying home and like wanting, he's a homebody.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. go out. But no, but he's great. Like I, and he doesn't do like silly party. He doesn't go to like right. silly, stupid parties.
Well, no,
he's not into like.
The New York thing makes total sense because I went to Boulder and there was a million things to be afraid of.
I told Ryder if he, cause he was like, I'm going to go to Boulder. I'm like, if you, I won't pay for your college.
I remember.
I was like, no, well,
I remember.
If you can figure out how to pay to go to Boulder,
yeah.
you
it's
can.
Probably a smart play. Because I went to Boulder and, you know, there was a lot to be afraid of, meaning people driving, just that college experience of just dummies.
I know.
You remember, know what I mean?
And also we lost somebody.
Oh,
we
yeah.
lost a camp, a girl that we yeah. went to camp with, mm-hmm. which was killed. And
she was car surfing.
Yeah.
I mean, literally on the top of a car going down a mountain, standing on the roof of
yeah.
the car.
It's so sad. You know,
I know.
But it's, I mean, that's my biggest fear is that, you know, when you're young, sometimes you do stuff just because everybody else is doing it and it feels fun and mm-hmm. funny at the time. And the next thing you know, it's like a nightmare, you know? I'm always like with the kids, I'm like, just don't do stupid stuff.
Well, just don't be stupid. But I don't, when do these kids start understanding what's stupid and what's not? And I use this as a segue to talk about Wilder, because he's in this moment right now of teenager where our relationship has definitely shifted. Not that he doesn't love me. I get it. There are so many different sort of Instagram accounts and things that I read that are so in line with what I'm feeling with who teenagers are, where you feel like they've completely disappeared. They don't give a shit about you anymore. You know, they don't tell you the things they used to tell you. They're not as cuddly with you. And you just feel like you don't exist. And they only come to you when they want things, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's the moments of where it's like connected and all that.
Yeah.
But I am in that phase right now. And even though cerebrally I know what's going on, it's hard to stop my emotions from being like you need to talk to me. Like, you need to tell.
No. It's crazy
what's happening.
Kids can sniff all of that in their parents.
Oh, no, I know.
You got to do the other. You got to do what I do.
He's always,
you got to do the reverse psychology.
I don't think Ryder
don't
was,
care.
I don't. I try not to.
You got to pretend like you don't care. That's what I did. As long as
Bodhi's different. I think Rio's going to be like, this is a specific Wilder moving into teenager stuff where he's always like, you don't even know me anymore. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's poking me. He knows how to get my goat, because he knows he's joking, but he says it in a way.
You. Just think about you.
Oh my God, it's so me.
Think about
you. I say that to Aaron. I'm like, you don't even love me. I mean, literally say that to Aaron. Like, you don't even love me.
It's like, I remember you when you were 15 years old, Oliver. Remember when you punched a hole in your room?
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh my God, I remember.
It was with a broomstick.
I remember feeling like, not like I wasn't like sad for you or scared. It was almost like, wow, like all these are really good. Like, I almost was like, this is ridiculous. Like, you were so, you were so moody.
I was angry.
Oh,
I was embarrassed.
So angry.
Mom embarrassed me in front of Rebecca Ashby.
You.
She pulled up in her rabbit, in her cabriolet. The top was down. Shit was going to be great. I was going to get in the car. We were going to go park.
Yeah.
And mom's like, where are you going? She had no idea. I'm like, and mom's like, you can't get in a car with this person I don't know. She was completely correct. And I was like, mom, I'm like, and I was like, sorry, Rebecca, like, I can't go. And I was just devastated. I went and destroyed my room.
Yeah, you destroyed your room. You punched a hole in the wall. And you probably said, you don't even know who I am anymore.
Oh, my God. I'm sure. I mean,
it's so cute, though.
You don't even know
me. I feel like, you know what you should say is, you should say, you know what, Wilder? You might be right.
I do. I'm like, you're
and
right.
Then just walk away.
I was like, I know you better than you know yourself, God damn it.
And then walk away and say, when you're ready to talk, we're going to talk.
And his love language to me is fighting. Like, he just kicks and punches me and does kickboxing on
me.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, but like not
so
hard.
Weird.
Just like, can't. With elbow.
That's how he's trying to.
Yeah, and I'm like, get away from me. Just like hug me. Like, I don't want your bony elbows in. I'm like, just.
You're like, oh, Oliver, this is so
I was like,
honey.
Just love me. I'm like, I tell him, like, will you just like hug me for just once? Just like love me.
What? Well, that's cute.
I do. I mean,
yeah, that's cute.
It's
I'm sure.
all in fun, meaning like it's not serious. But at the same time,
there's
a part of it that is like just devastating.
I know, but it'll change. It's like this is a pocket.
It is.
Yeah. Because like once they're 17, once they know college is coming, like 17.
Right.
They start to get that little bit of anxiety.
Yeah.
He's going to start, like, you'll feel him, like, leaning on you more.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You'll get, like, the hug lean.
Oh, my God, that'd be great.
You're going to be like, because he realizes, like, he's going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, you know.
Unless I don't.
I also think, though, that these are important individuations.
They are.
So you almost want to lean into that maybe, too, which is like, you know what? It's good for you to individuate.
100%.
You know? And if you want me to get to know who you're becoming, I want to know. So just come let me know. Let me in.
I say that.
Share,
I'm like, well, then
share
tell me.
With me who you are.
I was like, then tell me. tell me who you are.
I'd love to know.
Right.
I want to know. And in the meantime, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Hang with your brother and your sister.
That's what I do.
Sister.
Part of what I'm expressing is sort of how I feel on the inside and what I talk to Aaron about. And then there's those little snaps of like, come on, dude, just please love me. But for the most part, it is that. It is me just saying, okay. And I always make a point to at least tell him how much I love him without needing anything back. And I think that's important. Meaning I'll pop into his room and say, love you, kid, blah, blah, blah. He goes, love you, too. I'm like, okay, bye. You know.
Why don't you treat
car rides are just completely like silent. I'm like, I get like nervous. It's like a first date. You know, it's like having a bad first blind date where I'm just sitting there in the car ride to school and he's just quiet. I'm like, so how are things? And he's like, good. I'm like, so Pearl, his girlfriend, you know, things going good? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, don't know what else to say. I'm like, so I guess we'll get you into some kickboxing classes. He's like, yeah, Dad, like, I've asked like a couple times. I'm like, okay. And then I finally drop him off. And I'm like, I love you. And he's like, love you. And I'm like, Jesus. Immediately turn on Stern. I'm like,
No wonder you feel like you're having a heart attack.
I know. I mean, I think that's part
of it. This is totally part of it. You're losing your child. You're like, I'm dying.
But it is... It is really, honestly, though, it is really amazing to watch him with someone who he really, really likes a lot. His first girlfriend. It's very real.
So cute.
You know, when we were on vacation, he's about buying stuff for her, finding things for her, wanting to give her things, always wanting to be with her 24/7. He's always into his phone. She is amazing. It's just this really cool.
It's cute. I know.
It's cool to watch your child find love for somebody else.
And how they want to show their love.
Yeah.
That's what I love. Like, I love seeing Ryder have those moments with his girlfriend where I can see who he is as a boyfriend.
Yes.
And then I'm like so proud.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm so happy that he's such a good boyfriend.
That's when the true kid comes out. And when she's over at our house and I'm in the room, it's Wilder as I know him. Because he's not performing, you know, for me.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just with her and not wanting to look bad in a sense, you know, not wanting to seem like he's this way with his father. You can see how he is with her.
Yeah.
And what a great boyfriend he is. And then her parents are like, your son is incredible. They went to Mammoth together and he's like, all of our bags were at the bottom of the stairs. He took every bag upstairs to the room. So I'm like, what? He did what? That kid literally eats cereal and just leaves it. I'm like, but you're saying, what are you doing?
Oh, that's so cute.
Does everything. Yeah, yeah. He goes, he's so talkative. He's so open. He's this and that. I'm like, wow. I mean, I love that.
Yeah.
Because that is a reflection upon us.
Yeah, of course.
As parents.
Of course. Well, it means that like no matter what how he's experiencing his relationship to you guys and his own personal individuation from being like his father's son to his own man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like these are important moments for kids, especially when it comes to identity stuff, father, son, mother, daughter.
Yes.
Aaron's kind of experiencing the same thing. He doesn't do it with Aaron too. He doesn't.
No, a little bit, but it's funny because he goes to her a little bit more than he does to me, which is odd, which is a bit of a switch.
Right.
You know what I mean? He confides in her a little bit more, I think, because he has this person who he really likes a lot.
Right.
If not maybe falling in love with the young love or whatever. He can relate to Aaron because of that, the way he's feeling about a female.
Yeah.
And now he can go to Aaron and say, what do you think Pearl would like? What do you think this? I'm doing this. Is it okay if I do this? You know?
Yeah.
He doesn't do that with me, but he normally would.
Well, it's so wild, you know? Isn't it? Ryder with his girlfriend this summer is like, you know, how do you feel about, you know, my GF coming on on our trip? And I'm like, great. And then I was like, well, actually, Danny and I are going to do an adult trip to this place. And he's like, am I considered an adult? I'm like, yes, you are.
Yeah.
He's like, can we come? I'm like, yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, it'll be me and Ryder and
so
his
fun.
Girlfriend and Danny. And we'll have such a fun, it'll be, it's so different. It's so different. And now, I mean, look, he's like you know, he's getting his own apartment. And he's like moving out of his dorm. He's starting,
like a man.
Yeah, he's it's so crazy. It's crazy. So weird. And you have to go through all those steps to get to that place. And then I think it changes.
Mm-hmm. And the next one will be different. Bodhi will be different. Bing will be different. Rio will be different. Ronnie will be different.
Oh, like makes my like me all fuzzy inside thinking about our kids.
What's
like, growing
what's Ronnie at 15?
Oh, well, if it's anything like right now, like really challenging. Oh my God. I mean, she is so funny. I mean, Ronnie, she's also the most loving and, mm-hmm. and she's very attached.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So right now it's all like, Mommy, are you wearing the sweater, mm-hmm. the sweater with buttons or no buttons?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, with buttons. And so she has to get the sweater with buttons. Are you wearing your hair in a bun or are you going to wear it in a ponytail?
Yeah.
I'm going to wear it in a bun. So she has to wear her hair in a bun.
So cute.
Yeah, but it's also like after a while, you're like, honey. You
right. Do your own goddamn thing, Ronnie.
I want you to express yourself right. the way you want to look, you know? And but she's, it's very much like, mm-hmm. if we're not wearing the same thing. And then if it's, and then if she doesn't have, she didn't have like a black, I was wearing a black dress one day. She didn't have a black dress and she just lost. Like wouldn't, what didn't want to go out. It was like a whole, and I was,
it's like you,
like a whole thing.
We were at a ski trip when Kate was like a little baby. She didn't go, not a baby baby, but she didn't go out into the snow because she didn't like the color white. Like she literally stayed.
No.
That's what you said.
Yes, but it was because I didn't want to wear pants.
Well, that was, yeah.
So we had to get the snowsuit on.
Right. You wanted to wear like a snow G-string.
I wanted to wear a dress.
Right.
I wanted to wear a dress. And because we were in like Sundance, right. or I had to put on a snowsuit. And so I said, I'm not going outside. I just don't like white.
You don't like the color
white. I don't like the color white.
She wouldn't go out of the house because you didn't like the color white.
It was my only way Because Mom knew. She knew my secret. She knew I didn't want to ever wear pants.
Right. Didn't want to wear pants.
Oh, so funny. For like almost 2 years,
yeah.
I wouldn't put pants
on. No, I know.
I would like rather
yeah.
freeze literally
to death. You would just go ski in like a mini skirt.
Oh, it's so funny. But
Do you remember that trip? Because
no.
You were really little. I do remember
I
that
only
trip.
Remember. You know what I remember from that trip was some room with a bunch of ball pit.
Yeah, ball pit.
What was that?
It's crazy ball pit. Yeah.
That's all I remember. It was inside the house.
Inside the house.
Why
I
was
remember,
there a ball pit inside the house?
I don't know. I think it was in the pool. I think the balls were on top of a pool.
No. It was just...
Yeah.
I bet it was like a party house.
Oh, probably.
And we just don't really remember.
Oh. We were a little... I'm sure
wasn't
it was
Mom
the 80s.
Single? And Mom was single. Yeah, yeah.
It was the 80s. They were all going crazy. And we were like in the ball pit.
Mom?
And they're like, Mom? They're like, just go in the ball pit.
Mother?
That's when I fell off a chairlift for the first time. And I still remember it.
Oh, I was thinking about that the other day when we were on a chairlift, you and I together. And remember, we were thinking about the high alpine chairlift in mm-hmm. Colorado and Aspen mm-hmm. and how we used to go up there and there was like nothing on it.
No
there was
bar
no bar.
At the time. Yeah. No,
it was like hanging from like.
Oh, it's crazy. No, I know.
I would never let my kids do that. Like, I think about like, if that was the way that chairlifts were now, I would never want my kids to ski.
I know. My problem is the boys all go skiing now on their own, boating and with their friends, and they don't put the bar down because they think it's like cool. And I'm like, put the bar down. What's the difference?
Yeah.
And they don't think it's cool. So they like leave it up.
We kind of did that too, though, remember?
I don't
when
like
when they first
it now.
Started the bar, we didn't put the bar down because we were cool.
Whenever I go on a lift with other people, I get insecure about wanting to put the bar down because I don't want them to think I'm like scared. So I'm like, we get like halfway up. Yeah. I'm like, hey, you want the bar?
Put it down?
I'm like, coming down. They're just like, say it. Just try to say it with authority, like, coming down.
Oh, that's so funny. I don't have any of those issues. Now I do. It's weird. Like I and what is that? Why do you not have the fear when you're younger, but you do have the fear when you're older?
It's just, there's more at stake. falling off the lift and dying, there's more you're leaving behind, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. That's
my problem is if I don't put the bar down, I have this equal fear that I'm gonna fall, and then on the other side, like, that I'm gonna jump. Like, I get this weird feeling, like, I'm gonna go. Oh, why did I have that feeling? Like,
it's weird.
It's this weird sense of like.
See, I do things like every time I'm on it, I'm like, so if this falls, if the bar's down,
mm-hmm.
and we're falling, what do I do?
You mean the whole thing comes off the cable?
Yeah.
Oh, you're dead anyway. You're gonna break something. I mean, depending on how you are.
Not if you can figure out
from the time you fall to the time you hit the ground.
However your reflexes are.
No one can be that fast.
Well, maybe you could. Cause jumping, like, think about how long in your brain it is when you jump.
But what would
if you had to jump from there to there, that would take a long time.
But what would you do if the bar was up or down?
You'd just scream and fall. No, the thing is it's all about the bar. You have to figure out how to get the bar up fast.
But if you hit the ground, whether the bar is down or up, you're still going to splat.
Well, no, you have to roll into it.
What are you talking about? But, you know, I just skied in Snowbird, and we heard this story, which I think has made the boys put the bar down. So recently this happened. A tree fell and hit the cable, and the guy didn't have a bar down, and it catapult that goes going, and everyone else who had bars down just got like they hit the bar and went, they were still in their thing, but the guy who didn't got catapulted out of the whole thing and then hit the ground and
died. Yeah. Oh no.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever see that video of in Russia?
No.
The chairlift, it gets going backwards, going a thousand miles an hour.
So crazy.
It's crazy.
How did that even happen?
I don't know. It just malfunctioned. It kept going back like 1,000 miles an hour. People are flying off that thing. They're stacking up.
What? Stacking up? I would have literally jumped. That's what I'm saying.
People were.
I think about this. You're like, okay, what do? Yeah. You have to jump.
Yeah. If you the chairlift started to go backwards, like really fast like that, but I was near the top, the bar would be down. You got your place you put your feet on. I would keep my skis on.
Keep your skis on.
Hang off the bar.
Oh, that's good.
Going in the same direction, find the right place,
and then
drop. And then it's like you have a momentum going down.
You've got to watch your... That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's what I would do. And then we got to go soon, but I'm going to leave you with this.
I got to go because I have to take... I got to get a...
Yeah, I got to go too. But there's also stuff that this season, like Big Sky and some other places where the wind is blowing so hard.
I know.
And these people are on these chairlifts, and it's like... insane.
Really?
Like crazy.
Why didn't they close the
chairlift? Well, they did. These little squalls come up where these 100 mile an hour winds are blowing and people are just, they must be freaking out.
Oh my God. I never go skiing again.
Yeah. They must be freaking out.
I wouldn't go skiing again unless it was like the most perfect. If I'd have to have a snow cap.
Yeah. Take you up the hill.
Yes. This is my personal snow cat.
It's called Katie Cat. Bring in the Katie Cat.
Well, listen,
all right.
I'm excited for this season.
Me too.
I loved starting with the Bushes. That was really fun.
Yeah.
They're so personable. We've got a lot of good stuff happening. And I feel like this was a really good catch-up sesh.
It was great. It was fun.
And we'll do another one.
Yeah.
Throughout the season.
Oh, yeah.
Also, just for all of our listeners out there, don't forget that to follow our show. We love doing this for you. So there's a lot of things that you could do to help us out. Send in a really awesome review. We would love that.
Mm-hmm. Hit the like button.
And there's
probably not even a like button. That's just what all the YouTubers say.
I know. Like. I'm just doing what Russell Brand does.
What does he do?
Yeah. He's like, don't forget to hit follow, subscribe. Come
hit
to
like
the Sunshiners. What does he call? What are they calling themselves? Oh, don't forget to hit the little bell. Wait, what is that? What does he call his like peeps?
Oh, the notification.
Yes,
bell.
Don't forget to.
We
hit
need
that
to come up with
the.
Does he have a name for his followers? Like the something?
Yeah, they're like the Enlighteners or something.
Oh, we still have to come up with some kind of a name.
What is the? Researcher Dan.
Yeah.
What does Russell Brand's call his listeners?
Oh, God.
Researcher Dan, can you?
She's like, I don't know. He's like, yeah. Fired immediately. Like,
we like fire so researcher many researchers.
Dan, he's like, I was like, I don't know.
Next is like, researcher Jeff.
Like, what is this? He's like, I don't know. Like, Jesus.
Let's fire that guy, too.
But while researcher Dan is looking that up, what would we call our listeners? Remember, we...
Didn't my publicist come up with a good name?
Like
the Revelers.
The Revelers or the Revelists?
Revelers. It sounds like a Mormon fundamentalist group.
It totally does.
Welcome to the church.
The church of the Revelers.
Of the Revelers.
It really does.
It literally is. We're getting the wrap-up signal.
Tasha's giving the wrap-up
signal. We've got other things to be doing. What does Russell Brand call his listeners?
We're going to end
with
this.
You can literally just ask that. It will answer it.
Hold on, I got to just like watch a Russell Brand video.
No, you don't. You need to Google it.
No, I did.
What does Russell Brand call his listeners?
Watch this.
All right, well, we'll get back to you on what Russell calls his listeners.
Trying to figure it out.
Does Russell have a sibling?
He'd be great. I would love him on this show.
Into his brain too. He's such an interesting mind. I know. That'd be fun.
He's the best.
We should DM him.
Okay. Right. Well, we'll figure it out. Look, guys, send in emails. This is what I was trying to say.
Okay.
Hit the follow button wherever you listen to podcasts. We would love to get any reviews and
only good ones.
Feedback. And also don't forget, honey, Daniel. Totally firing our researcher. Okay. And we would really love for you to email us. We love reading your emails. We definitely want to do an email episode again this year, this season. Maybe we'll get one in there and next season. So don't forget to write in. It's siblingsubmissions@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you on
the flip side. See you on the flip side. Sibling Revelry is executive produced by Kate Hudson and Oliver Hudson.
Producer is Allison Bresnik.
Editor is Josh Windisch.
Music by Mark Hudson, a.k.a. Uncle Mark.
If you want to show us some love, rate the show and leave us a review. This show is powered by Simplecast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.